the great outdoors. And maybe you can tell by my voice that I got a little congestion thing going on. I'm wheezing a bit. I don't know if I've got anything bad. I just got something annoying. So bear with me. I hope you can listen to me throughout the show. We'll hopefully be able to have a lot of callers here that'll cover that up, and I won't have to interact a lot or come up with a lot of, you know, stuff to talk about. But if not, we will carry on, no question about it. So a couple of things going on. Our sponsors, for number one, the folks that used to sell the Linex bedliners, that would have been Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex, have now left the Linex family, so to speak, and both are selling MilSpec spray-on bedliners. And I've been reading about MilSpec. It's a very, very good product. They veteran-owned and supports veterans and military families. So you'll be hearing those commercials for Superior Linings and Truck Accessories in Glen Burnie and Maryland Spray Linings just off Security Boulevard in Windsor Mill. So those are the two renamed places that took that other brand out of their name, and they're now going strong, still doing bedliners, just a different brand and a different little business model there. So, we're finding this across Maryland, across the country, actually. So MilSpec is something you need to look into if you are in the business of purchasing a new truck, or you need your business truck interior lined, or if you like the looks of that kind of a lining on the outside of your vehicle, your bottom of your boat, anything like that, we'll be more than glad to. They'll be more than glad to talk to you about that. So you'll be hearing that a little further down the road. Also, have a new sponsor this morning, and that would be Bell Creek Equipment. Bell Creek Equipment's right up the road here in Preston. Excuse me. Pardon me. They're having an open house April 4th, 5th, and 6th. So they showcase their farm and landscaping equipment. They sell tractors and mowers and ATVs and UTVs and things like that. And you'll be hearing more about them as well. So I've been around quite a bit. You can even go see the new limited edition Mossy Oak Camo tractor by LS Tractors. Pretty cool looking thing. And then they've got this no-till plot planner that does everything if you're looking at doing a food plot, called a Tar River Saya, S-A-Y-A, no-till plot planter. So it's a pretty cool deal. So a lot of equipment. You'll be hearing about that. And of course, they sell, you know, anything and everything you can put on your tractor with a three-point hitch. They do have the zero-turn mowers by a bunch of different companies like Bad Boy and others. So we'll talk about their open house coming up soon here during this hour as well. So we welcome Bell Creek Equipment. And, you know, same sponsors are still with us, Backyard Billy's, Hearth America. Did you get cold this week? Yeah, I bet you wish you would pull the trigger on that fireplace insert, don't you? Or that freestanding pellet wood stove at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Yeah, it was a little chilly. You know what? Our gas fireplace insert just kept on keeping on. Everything's nice and warm here. And the heat that went out in the house, yep, still going strong. So our fix with our buddy at Aircraft Heating and Cooling there in Rosedale, that went well, and we were glad to hear from them. So here we are. 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. The, what do I want to say? The fishing is up and down, of course, because of the weather. Those perch are going to keep spawning. I know what I did yesterday. I went to Tillman Island, and I took a little tour of the only that I've, as far as I know, blue catfish processing facility in Maryland. And a nice fellow by the name of H, who's the plant manager, gave me the tour. When I walked into the parking lot, there were big containers full of catfish and ice. and a fellow was, you know, taking the catfish out of the containers in ice. They was rinsing them off, and they put them in another container, another big bin, take that bin into the processing house, and inside the processing house there were a line of fellows there that were filleting those big catfish. And I said, what do you do with the frames? And he said, oh, we sell them. You know, and I said, okay, great. And I said, you know, some rendering plant or some pet food industry. He said, yeah, something like that. I said, okay, that's great. Here are the nice fillets. And they went from the processing fillet table over to another group of four young ladies who one was running the skinning machine, and you took a 5-6 pound fillet and hold it up and drop it into this machine, and it skinned the fillet perfectly, and the skins would go into another bin, and they would be transferred down the table where another young lady was portioning those fillets. And I said, what are we doing here? And they said, they're hand portioning the fillets because some of the restaurants want 4 to 6 ounce fillets. I said, okay, that's pretty cool. And so we watched that process, and I took a bunch of pictures and a few videos. So we'll see where that goes, and I'll probably do an article for Big Ass Fish magazine on that once the owner gets back. I've got all the background stuff, so a lot going on. We're going to feature blue catfish in Big Ass Fish magazine this year. Got an article from a friend of mine called Smashing Blue Catfish, all the techniques and rod and reel selection and that type of thing. So we're moving forward with Big Ass Fish and Maryland Loves Crabs. Maryland Loves Crabs magazine. We got some new folks advertising with us, so we're excited about that. And both of those will be out in the next month and a half or so, something like that, our annuals. And then the summer issue of Maryland Hunting Quarterly following that right behind. So busy time for us in the magazine business, so look forward to that, and we'll start talking about that real soon. We're looking for photos, we're looking for blue catfish, we're looking for carp, we're looking for snakeheads, we're also looking for crab pictures, crabby pictures. You can send those to Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com. Go to my website, ellisoutdoors.com. That's where you listen to the podcast, the radio show. And you can see the email address right there, but I'll tell you what it is. It's Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com. Crab pictures, snakehead, blue catfish, flathead catfish, and carp. So just put you on notice there. Anyway, we have Glenn in Chestertown. Morning, Glenn. How you doing?
Okay, I guess. How you all?
I'm doing all right. Doing all right. Robin's not here yet. She's recovering from a week of physical therapy and grandkids, so she rests up on Thursday, Friday, and then sometimes on Saturday she'll join me. Sometimes she just doesn't feel quite like it, but she's getting better. She's losing weight and feeling better, so we're just hope for her. You know, speedy recovery, and I think she's doing good. So, hello, John B. Good morning. Good morning. Thank you. I appreciate the well wishes. Got a text from John B. there. Glenn wishing me, hope I feel better. And it's just a nasally thing, hopefully the voice is coming through. I just probably sound a little congested, which I am. How do I sound, Glenn?
Slightly. Guess maybe.
Slightly. Okay, good. Yeah. So, we have a guest coming on next hour. Hopefully, he'll call in with the National Wild Turkey Federation. So, we'll see how that goes, and we'll talk about some turkey hunting and some turkey research and some turkey hunting tips and that type of thing. So, that's coming up beginning of the next hour for a little bit. Mm-hmm. So, maybe you can get out and do a little listening for the birds. You know what I mean, Glenn? Get out there early in the morning, try and pinpoint them. Season's coming up here April 18th, I believe, so it's not that far away, less than a month. Mm-hmm. And talk to my turkey hunting guru this week up in Washington County. We're trying to work out a date. I talked to my buddy Chris, and he's buying a bow, so he's getting all geared up for deer hunting, so we'll keep him in the loop. So And Tony, I know Tony's listening. I want to thank Tony for his kindness this week. Met with him earlier this week, and we had a nice little meeting. So that's good. So everything's moving right along. And Chuck, you know who Tony is. So here we are. Mm-hmm. How about your week, Glenn?
Just normal week.
Keep on keeping on, right?
Just normal stuff.
Yeah, keep on keeping on. Well, that's all we can do, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had talked to an 85-year-old fellow the other day, and he says, yeah, as long as I'm on this side of the grass. I thought, oh, that sounds like Glenn, you know?
So, yep, I'm looking down to the top of the grass, and you're doing good.
Yep, not looking up at the roots, you're fine. So, yeah, sounds good. So that's it. Nothing else exciting here. Let's see. We'll talk about some stories in the news here. We got some stuff going on, so we'll see what's going on. So anyway, all right.
So catch you later. Just tell Robin I said hi.
I'll do that. I sure will. She'll be glad to get back on the air here shortly. So, yep. All right, man. Thanks for the call.
Mm-hmm.
So. Bye-bye. A lot of people are fighting the administration for their drive towards green energy. I see where a dozen or more fishing groups in Maine have opposed the 22 million acres offshore for offshore wind turbines to be put down. They don't, you know, the major effect is going to be on the lobsters and the finfish, the cod fishery, that is the livelihood of the Maine fishermen, and you know they just keep forging ahead with these lame projects that some environmentalist thinks it's going to be be all and end all. Well, I can tell you what, I don't like offshore wind. I don't like wind turbines in general. I don't like what it does to the look of the mountain range. Even in Western Maryland, you go up and you see those wind turbines spread across the landscape. It just kind of ruins it for me. Wyoming is where I really, really took exception to this. You drive through Wyoming and you want to see the wild prairie out there, and it's just speckled with all these wind turbines and stuff. And they're dangerous to wildlife. They don't know what the EMS effect is on marine life. They don't know what it is on bird life, and they just keep plodding along. And now the latest thing came out yesterday on Fox News. The Biden administration is accelerating their plan to release grizzly bears, yep, in the federally managed North Cascades National Park, which borders rural communities in northern Washington state. So the National Park Service and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service published a final environmental impact statement evaluating its options for grizzly bear management in the region. The filing lists the federal government's preferred course of action as translocation of grizzly bears from other ecosystems with a quote-unquote experimental population designation. Designation of grizzly bears released into the U.S. portion of the North Cascades ecosystem as a non-essential experimental population would provide authorized agencies with greater management flexibility should conflict situations arise. What does that mean? We're going to put them there, and if something happens, we'll know it happened? Let me read that again. Designation of grizzly bears released into the U.S. portion of the North Cascades ecosystem as a, quote, parentheses, non-essential experimental population would provide authorized agencies with greater management flexibility should conflict situations arise, the agencies wrote in the filing. Any management actions would be consistent with the overall goal of establishing and conserving the NEP, the North, I don't know, whatever that means, while promoting social tolerances and human safety. Tell somebody who's going on a hike where in grizzly bear territory that the federal government's going to protect them. Yeah. Yeah. Let me call Joe. Hey, Joe. Who is this? Yeah, I live in northern Washington, and I just saw a grizzly bear out here in the schoolyard. Yeah, I just want to let you know that you need to send people from the federal government, from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and the National Park Service, come out here and deal with this grizzly, because we're about to have a conflict. Good grief. What is it about these people that think that apex predators like gray wolves and grizzly bears have a place, close to the human population? Back in the day when we were settling the West, up in Alaska, up in northern Canada range, where they have plenty of land to roam and not a lot of population density there, I'm okay with the wild population of wolves and bears, but why take something that doesn't exist, especially as dangerous as an apex predator like I just mentioned, a wolf or a bear, and stick it in there where it can get to wildlife stocks and get to people and that type of thing? What is the point? Can somebody call me? Can somebody who's environmentally conscious call me at 410-WCBM680 and comment as to what the point is? We already know that the grizzly bears are coming back in the lower 48. We already know there's grizzlies in Yellowstone. We already know there's grizzlies throughout the Rocky Mountains where they used to be. We already know that the Craigheads 50 years ago studied the grizzly bears in the West. We already know what they published. It was a fellow from Maryland here I used to hunt with, who worked with the Craigheads in the grizzly bear research in the lower 48, the Rocky Mountains. 50, 60 years ago. We know they're dangerous. We know there are people killed by grizzly bears almost every year. We know that when you camp out there, you have put yourself in harm's way. I haven't looked at the statistics, but I can tell you, in the last 10 years, there's probably been a half a dozen people that have been killed by grizzly bears in those national parks and other areas in the Rocky Mountains. Hunters have conflicts with them from time to time. Hunters in Alaska who are hunting deer have the brown bears come running when the gunshot goes off, because they've become acclimated to the fact that hunters are shooting deer, and, hey, we can kill it. We can take a deer carcass. Because who's going to oppose us? Are you going to get in the face of a 600-700-pound brown bear that wants your deer? I'm not. There you go, buddy. Enjoy it. Yep. Hopefully there'll be another one come by. WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Let's talk to Mike in Rosedale. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
All right. How are you, Alan?
Doing good. Well, kind of. But okay. What's going on?
I want to give you my feedback on this administration. There you have tried to ruin this country, change the view of this country, and you can't really go by any logic that they put out there.
Right.
The only logic I get out of it is to destroy this country. And I know you don't like talking politics, but everything they touch, they ruin.
Well, I tend to agree with you, Mike. There's a lot of people in this state that don't, but you know what? A lot of people do, and I guess we'll find out in November how strong our feelings are.
Yeah, I mean, everybody needs to get out and vote, because guess what? If this clown wins again, this country's done. Look at the impact he's done in 3 years.
It's been devastating to a lot of industries.
We cannot afford another term with this idiot.
I don't know if I'll be around in 2032 or 2034 or whenever. He wants 56% of our automobiles to be EVs.
Yeah.
But, I think I might keep my 2015 truck and my 2017 SUV and try and get them through. You know what I mean?
I have a 2003 Silverado.
Yep.
And I have a 2015 Equinox.
Yeah.
And I'm keeping them all.
Good for you. Good for you.
I mean, the guy's an idiot. The administration's an idiot. They need to go.
Well, you use some strong words there. It, you know, I understand where you're coming from, and you know, I would say that there is no care at all for the American public, for America, you know. And it's not, this is purposeful. This is not somebody without any sense. This is purposeful. This is somebody who is planning this. This is the planned.
I'm not saying the guy's stupid. Whoever's pulling his strings is very smart, but we need to stand together.
Yep.
And get him out.
Well, if you remember in 2008, somebody said that his administration would fundamentally transform America. Well, we're in the middle of it.
The big problem with all of it is we get out and no one is punished. They don't serve no jail time.
Yeah, I know.
Start making these politicians held accountable. Both sides.
I agree. Yep.
All right, have a good day, Alan.
All right, Mike. Thanks, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Yep.
And your opinion. So, all right, I mentioned, Jinx, be quiet. Trying to talk on the radio. Yeah. Jinx, be quiet. This is difficult when the dogs are barking and I'm trying to talk to you about our friends at Backyard Billy's. You know, Backyard Billy's is located there in Kent Island, and they're gearing up for spring. They've got all that stuff in their backyard that should go in your backyard. I'm talking about tables and chairs, those beautiful poly tables and chairs and Adirondack chairs. They've got the dog kennels and the chicken coops, and they've got the sheds and the greenhouses. They've got the pergolas and the gazebos, all that stuff, the gym sets for the kids, and we are just happy to be able to promote that. And we go inside, they've got the grills. They've got the Kamado Joe and the Big Green Egg, and they've got the pellet grills by Traeger and the pellet grills by Memphis. And you go behind the grill section, and you find all the heating stuff. You find the wood, the pellet, the electric, and the gas inserts and freestanding stoves right there. So that's their Hearth America part of Backyard Billy's. So why not stop by? If you need anything for your backyard, your deck, your yard, just check out everything that you can stand to check out. It'll take you a couple hours to walk around the place, so why not kill some time and check out everything I'm talking about at Backyard Billy's. They're located at Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, right off Beltway, right off Route 50 coming from the bridge. That's exit 44B, Evans Avenue. Or you can call them 410-827-4500. 410-827-4500. Hey, I bet you needed some pellets this week, didn't you? Yep. Well, they got them by the bag or by the pallet. Pallet of pellets. BackyardBillies.com is the website. Stop by. They're open 7 days a week. You will be glad you did. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. And they're talking about making backyards great again. Why not? Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They're just off Beltway exit number 9. I say Lansdowne. It might be Halethorpe. It's, you know, it is what it is. 21227. You tell me what it is. So why not stop by? It's time to go fishing. Fish are biting. Water's getting warmer. You know, maybe not today, but this week stop by. Check it out. Shakespeare and the Fluger rods and reels, the St. Croix fishing rods, all the lures, for every kind of fish. They've got live and frozen bait and minnows, licenses if you need one. That phone number at Clyde Sports Shop is 242-6108, 242-6108. Clyde Sports Shop is open 7 days a week for fishing, hunting, crabbing. Well, it's Clyde's Sports Shop. Stop by today. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com. Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories too. Tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, Bell Creek Equipment in Preston, Maryland, right up the road here in Talbot County, is having an open house on April 4th, 5th, and 6th with fun and deals for the whole family. Baby goats for the kids. How cute. Caroline County Humane Society adoption dogs. Food and refreshments, too. You can browse the many tractors, mowers, UTVs, and accessories from the top names in the industry at Bell Creek Equipment in Preston. Branson Tractors, LS Tractors, TYM, Bad Boy Tractors and Mowers, Coyote Tractors and UTVs, X-Mark, Hustler, Spartan, CF Motor ATVs, and Husqvarna Power Equipment and Echo Equipment, too. Financing is available. And there's a three-point hitch equipment like Tar River tillers, Ironcraft, and no-till plot planters. If you need any equipment for the farm or home, stop by during the Bell Creek Equipment open house April 4th, 5th, 6th. Bell Creek Equipment, 21927 Dover Bridge Road in Preston, Maryland. Call 410-673-2700 or visit bellcreekequipment.net. That number at Bell Creek Equipment is 410-673-2700. We'll see you there.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM, the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
An old cowboy went riding out one dark and windy day. Up on a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw plowing through the ragged skies and up a cloudy draw. Their brands were still on fire and their hooves were made of steel. Their horns were black and shiny and their hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky. For he saw the riders coming hard, and he heard their mournful cry. Yippee-yi-yo!
Johnny Cash for you there this morning. We love it. We love it. We love it. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Love to hear from you here on that line and talk about anything you want to talk about. including what we talked about as far as grizzly bears and this administration. You want to talk about fishing? We'll talk about fishing. I don't know if I mentioned this or not. Yeah, I did last week. I talked about the two studies that are out there. I hope you had a chance to look at them. I haven't. I mean, I looked at them when the press release came out, but there are two studies by DNR scientists that highlight the spawning challenges for striped bass. The research was published in the Marine and Coastal Fisheries Dynamics Management and Ecosystem Science in late 2023 for the journal Striped Bass themed issue. Jim Uphoff, DNR fisheries biologist, authored a paper that uses long-term data sets to bring a new perspective to the history of the striped bass stock collapse and rebound in the last decades of the 20th century. And then Angela Giuliano, also a DNR fisheries biologist, published a study that looks at the effects of warming water temperatures in the Chesapeake Bay on the timing and the length of the striped bass spawning season. I think this is a good thing. And if you find that press release, the links are there. You just click on the underlined portion of the text, and it'll take you right to the studies. Very interesting stuff. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Let's see, what do we got here? That looks like a text. And it says, Chris in West Virginia. Good morning, Chris. How's things in West Virginia this morning?
Hey! Rain. Hey. And raining, and we need it very badly. There's been
it's raining here,
fires.
Too. Yeah, it's pouring.
Around me, so I hope it rains all day.
Okay. Different outlook than most people, but that's okay. You need to rain. You need to rain. So what's going on?
Yeah, indeed. Yes, indeed. I was, I'm no fan of this present administration, but, this stuff with grizzly bears, this goes on in every administration. It's bureaucrats in D.C. pushing this stuff, and, it doesn't matter if Trump was in office or Reagan. Somebody would be, they'd be pushing this no matter what.
Well, you're probably right. You're probably right. I will tell you, the polar bear thing, when I worked in Washington back in 2007, 2008, the polar bear thing was what was going on at that point. Putting polar bears on the endangered species list and not allowing people to bring their trophies home and that type of thing. And, nobody ever really proved to anybody's satisfaction that the polar bears were in danger, except
right.
the marketing by the environmentalists on television. You know what I mean? They just pushed
yep.
this narrative that these poor polar bears were floating on the ice floes and floating around and drifting out to the ocean, starving to death. But the fact is, the polar bear population is probably three times what it was back in the 60s. So
yes,
that's what I
heard.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, it's just bureaucrats, well-heeled bureaucrats pushing this. Does anybody out there really think these senators and congressmen sit down and write these 2,000-page laws?
No, they do not. I can tell you, nor do they read them. Nor do they read them. And
it happens
in Maryland's General Assembly as well. I can tell you from experience that people vote on things and things get through committee that the lawmakers have no clue what they're looking at.
Yep.
And if they do, they don't care because it fits their agenda.
There was a book written several years ago, and the premise of the book was that the average American cannot go through a day without breaking some kind of law.
That doesn't surprise me.
No.
Yeah. No.
Here, the oyster population's looking good up in Maryland.
Our oyster season wasn't that good, my brother. It wasn't.
I ran in for a fish game that the oyster population was looking really good this year.
Well, the population might be, but the harvest was not that great. No, I talked to some commercial people yesterday, and they were a bit dismayed by the results of the season. So, yep. So that's I know things are not always as they appear in print, but I can tell you this: if it was on the internet, you got to believe it because it has to be true.
Absolutely right.
Right. Yeah.
Well, Alan, have a great day. And
you do the same, buddy.
Teddy.
Yep. Appreciate the call.
So take care, buddy.
All right, man. Bye. See you later. Thanks. 410 WCBM 680. Yeah, sorry to hear about that oyster population. The folks down in Tillman were talking about it yesterday, and it was like not a good harvest. So anyway, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Let's hear from you. If you'd like to comment on anything you heard today, we'd like to hear from you. That's for sure. Wouldn't we there, Aaron? I think he's on with a caller. See, that's a good thing. That is a good thing. While he's doing that, let me tell you about Spurry's Tire Service. Spurry's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads. They're just off Route 50 right here in Easton, and that's where the locals get their tire and auto service work done. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin, Yokohama, Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any make, any model. Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your barnyard or your backyard. Garden tractors to farm tractors. If you own a trailer, any kind of trailer, boat trailer, RV, one of those tow-behind trailers, utility trailer, they've got tires for it. ATVs, too. Spurry's has the tires, no question. Spurry's offers tire repair and full-service automotive repair, including checking, diagnosing, and repairing your vehicle when that check engine light comes on, that evil check engine light. I hate that. Their 24-hour truck service and more, that's kept Spurry's customers, including Robin and me, and our family satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by. No appointment needed for tires, or call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton. That phone number, 410-822-7384. The website, spurriestire.com. Phone number again with no appointment needed for tires. Just drop in. Bring your car. Tell them, need tires. They'll go out, look at the size, give you a quote. Boom, right there. And if they got a minute, they'll put them on. 410-822-7384, Spurry's Tire Service. So, who's our caller on the line there, Aaron? Tony. Good morning, Tony. How are you this morning?
Oh, well, good morning, Alan. I'm curious if you have any research on the coyote population here on the Eastern Shore.
Not any research, just anecdotal that we have coyotes in every county on the Eastern Shore, and in every county in Maryland as well. They're a very secretive animal. They den, out of public view. They hunt at night primarily, and the population seems to be on the increase. And particularly during the fawning season, you will see more and more activity because their denning season, when their pups are born, coincides with the deer fawning season. So they're out hunting for fawns to feed their pups. But as far as any numbers, no. I've heard of coyotes, and ask anybody with a trail camera. They've seen the coyotes on their trail camera in just about every county. We have them on the place I deer hunt in Dorchester County. You can hear them running through the marsh, early in the morning, yipping and carrying on. I've heard them doing the same thing, like a whole pack of them in Frederick County, Montgomery County, and other places I hunt, so. Yeah, there's plenty of them, no question.
Well, I know they're on the increase here in Caroline County and Queen Anne County, and more and more of them are being shot generally during hunting season.
That's true. What's your thoughts on it?
I've seen four in the last 3 years.
Right.
Glimpses of them. They never stop moving.
No, they don't. They don't. Well, you could call the police in Ridgely. Wait. Never mind.
Okay. I'm just curious if you had more information.
No, I mean, tell me what you're looking for. I mean, are you looking for population density? What are you looking for? I mean, how can I help you with that?
All right. Well, thank you. I listen to your show every Saturday morning. It's great.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
All right.
All right. Take care. Yep. Talk to you later. Okay, how about that? Hey, let's talk about our friends at Backyard Billy's again. You know, I talked about the outside stuff. But they just have so much stuff. I can't say everything that they've got in a 1 minute commercial. You know, they do have the wood insert stoves. Anything that's left is on sale, anywhere from $500 to $1,200 off, depending on the series. The Traeger grills. in stock are up to $200 off. Those are the Traeger grills that you are programmable on your Bluetooth on your phone. You know, you can sit there, watch a football game, have your grill out on your deck or out in the yard, and, you know, you can regulate the temperature and the time and everything else while you're, you know, just on your phone. It's pretty cool. There's no standing over the hot grill, lifting the lid, and, you know, poking it and that type of thing. You just grill it, and that's it. Set it and forget it, so they say. So you got that. And then, you know, if you want to, yeah, a lot of people like to do open fires. They like to do bonfires. They like to do fires in their yard. Sit around the evening with friends and family and, you know, have a little celebration and do some hot dogs and marshmallows. The supply of and the variety of fire rings and fire pits at Backyard Billy's is unbelievable. You know, a cold evening, gather around the fire, pretty nice, pretty nice. It's mostly a fall thing, but, you know, it's cold weather. You can do it in the spring, too. So make sure you see all the furniture. Make sure you see all the furniture inside. And don't forget those big items like sheds and gym sets and things like that. Free delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Eastern Shore, Maryland and Delaware beaches in Delmarva. So why not stop by Backyard Billy's? They are located. Where are they located? Doggone it. Yeah, they're located right off of Route 50. I should have this memorized, and I don't. I have to check it because sometimes I'll say things that aren't correct, and I don't want to say that. Hold on. There they are. Yeah, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. You'd think I'd know that by now. Right off Route 50 coming from the bridge. If you're coming from down here in the lower shore below, you know, below Graysonville, just go straight up Route 18, make a right on Evans and a left on Drummer, and you'll be right there. They're open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue. That number, 410-827-4500. 410-827-4500. Hearth America has a Facebook page, and BackyardBillies.com is the website. Why not check it out? You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB-2722. MadonnaSeafood.com. Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec Liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec Liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec Liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories located off Ritchie Highway
81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard at 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. These MillSpec Liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your...
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Lord, it's the same old tune, fiddle and guitar. Where do we take it from here? Rhinestone suits and new shiny cars. It's been the same way for years. We need to change. Somebody told me when I came to Nashville, son, you finally got it made. Old Hank made it here. We're all sure that you will, but I don't think Hank done it this way. No, I don't think Hank done it this way. Look at.
All right, we got any callers on the line there, Aaron? Let's talk to John. Good morning, John. How are you, buddy?
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good. What's happening with you?
Just started listening to your radio show. Sounds like you need a little bit of tea with honey and lemon, man.
Yeah, well, you know, it happens. I've gone through it worse, and I've been better. What can I say? So, but we just keep going. That's all we can do.
Yeah,
can't stop.
Keep moving, buddy. Got to
can't
keep
stop.
I'm down here in Baltimore City. I move every day. I got to keep moving.
Yeah, I guess you do. Down in Baltimore City, that's for sure.
The mayor sucks down here.
All right, now easy. We don't get into the political stuff so much, a little bit, but, you know, not like that. We're not big name callers here, so.
Well, you know. Well, I'm going to keep listening.
I appreciate that.
You keep it moving, man. Keep it
moving.
That's
all I can do.
Yep. See you later.
Thanks, man. Yep. Talk to you later. Dale in Westminster? Okay. Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Alan. How are you this morning?
I'm doing okay. How about you?
I couldn't be better.
Oh, good.
I'm getting to the point in life where I have to start thinking about transferring ownership of my firearms to my grandchildren and great-grandchildren.
Yep.
And I'm sitting here thinking, listening to your show, and I'm wondering, is it necessary to go through a license?
Yes.
Even if I transfer them after I pass away?
That one I'm not sure. I'm not sure what happens with the estate and firearms. But if I were personally, if I were doing it, I would make those arrangements beforehand. And I would make those arrangements beforehand and get all the paperwork done. Look, there are tens of thousands of people that just give them away, you know, and it's like. Okay, it's not really the right way to transfer a firearm, but you know what? A lot of people don't want to jump through the hoops. I'm not advocating that you know, break the law or anything like that, but I'm saying it's just done a lot, and, you know, who's going to track you down? But, you know, there might be a day when your grandchild's home is broken into, and a gun might be stolen, a crime might be committed. I'm just throwing this out here now. I'm not saying anything like it, but crime might be committed, and all of a sudden that gun comes back to you, and they say, well, you know, my grandfather left that to me when he passed, and they're like, well, you know, he didn't exactly do that the right way. So you want to kind of try and avoid that if you can.
Now, does it vary from long guns to handguns?
It's all the same.
All the same.
Yep. Okay. Yep.
Well, I was sitting here thinking about it, and I was hoping perhaps you could shed some light on it, and you have, and I appreciate the information.
Well, we do our best to do that here. We only can offer suggestions. We cannot, compel anybody to do anything. So, you know, but we don't want anybody to get in trouble either, you know.
Well, it's pretty much the same as a sale, even if you give it to someone.
Yeah, pretty much.
Without any money.
That's right. That's correct.
And I would go to the state police just as though...
You go to a gun dealer. You go to a federal firearms dealer.
Oh, okay. Any licensed dealer.
Any licensed federal firearms dealer, yep. Now, handguns are a different thing. That is a state police thing, but talk to your local firearms dealer. Where are you located?
Westminster.
Yeah. Go out there to Brownstone Trading.
And where's that?
Brownstone Trading. I knew you were going to ask me that. Old Bachman Valley Road.
Okay, I'll do that. Thank you so much for your information.
Go out there and talk to Brad.
And I hope you feel better.
Thank you very much. Go out there and talk to Brad. Now, he's only open Wednesday, Thursday, Friday after 1 p.m., but he's 2029 North Old Bachman Valley Road.
Okay, thank you so much.
I don't know where you are, but the way I go up 97 and turn there at the convenience store, past the John Dealer, make a right there on Old Bachman Valley Road, and I take that out to, or on Bachman Valley Road, I take that out to Old Bachman Valley, make a left, and he's right down there on the right-hand side about, I don't know, a couple tenths of a mile.
I will do that. Thank you so much for your help.
You got it, man. Thank you.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
And I hope he tells you something that's better news than what I gave you. So.
I don't know. You gave me some good information. You have to talk to someone who knows what they're talking about.
Well, I'd give it a shot. Let's put it that way.
I hope you feel better and you have a good day.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. You too. Yep. All right. Well, there was the music, so time for me to say for the first hour, get out, stay out, stay safe. And Aaron, do we have Tom on the line yet? Not yet. Okay, very good. We'll see if Tom calls in, and we'll talk turkey hunting the next hour and whatever else happens to come up. So, like I said, get out, stay safe, love your family, love the Lord, and have a great weekend.